When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And I like to say a good morning. It is March the 11th, DNR with you. You made it to another Monday. Supposed to be a very windy day today, and we have a lot going on. We got the Knicks atrocity at the Garden last night, and Rick, NFL free agency is here. And I say good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
How was the weekend?
Weekend was fine. But last night, it kind of got a little ruined watching that Knicks game.
It wasn't great. No, it was not great. I mean, especially with what happened around the NBA around you, right? Miami lost, Orlando lost, Cleveland lost. Just you come off a game against Orlando. You hold them to 74 points. You're like, wow.
Right.
And then you scored 73 points yesterday.
Do you know how difficult it actually is to score 73 points in a full NBA game?
They had more turnovers than made field goals in the first half. I believe it was 14-12, although I'm looking at NBA and it says 12-12, but regardless.
I think you're right. I think they did have 14.
Yeah, watching the game, they said 14. I'm looking at the NBA.com, it says 12, but it doesn't matter. It's not good.
It was
horrendous. Yeah.
That offense was, I mean, it's going to make me weep, was absolutely pathetic last night. It was. But, you know,
getting emotional.
Very emotional early on a Monday. I mean, how does that happen? Yeah, I mean, offensively, they looked awful.
Up 43s and make 22.5% of them. That's how it happens.
Oh, but you know what the thing was? After like 5 minutes in, you realize they don't have it. And typically, a team will find it a little bit at some point during the game. They never did. The entirety of the game, they never turned it around. They never had like even a five-minute stretch where they could score yesterday.
Well, part of the problem, too, is that your best player, I mean, didn't have his first made field goal till I think 3:25 left in the first half.
Yeah, he was bad.
When he finally scored.
You know, this Bogdanovich and Burks trade is, I mean, those guys were abysmal last night.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, we keep going back to the same thing with this team, is right now being undermanned the way they are is, and I know Philly was too. And what pisses you off, too, is that Philly hadn't won a game without Maxey and Embiid.
No, they were 0-7 without those two guys.
Right. Jalen Brunson has to be your best player, and Dante DiVincenzo has to be, you know, a guy you can rely on to score. I mean, Josh Hart did not have a good night, and he's been great with all the minutes that he's playing. He just did not have a good night.
I think he had 4 turnovers in the first quarter last night.
That sounds about right. And on top of that, I mean, didn't shoot well, 1-7 for 3. And he had actually, I saw a stat the other day. I think he's shooting since the Randle injury, I think he's shooting, since Julius Randle went down, he's averaging 40 minutes, which we all know. And Josh Hart was shooting 43.5% from 3 since the All-Star break. So he'd been lights out for them. And it just was one of those games where he wasn't good.
He really
Brunson
wasn't.
He wasn't good. Dante was 3-12 from 3.
Achiuwa was brutal.
You know what? You know what is frustrating, I think, too, about last night is they get into like at one point during the second quarter, I'm sitting there watching the game, and it's like they were having a hard time actually because of the length for, I think, Kelly Oubre in the first half on Brunson kind of made him uncomfortable, but they'd get the ball into the paint, they'd spray it out, 3, brick, go get the rebound. It's back, and it was like this frenetic, like, get the rebound, throw it out. Oh, another three. Get the. It's just like, and nothing was going down. It was ugly.
Well, it took some of the worst threes I've seen last night. I mean, you know, there was one I actually thought went, it was so bad, I thought it went in. But it like hit the side of the net. They hit the side of the backboard.
Well, how about late, too, in that game? Josh Hart, I mean, he did not, listen, he did not have a good game, but hit a couple shots late. And then you had Achiuwa, airball, Brunson, airball. I mean, it was just, it was gross.
Achiuwa was bad last, I mean, he was brutal last night.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, he is who he is. I mean, you're asking, again, like, you need, we talk about this, and I know they didn't have Maxi or Embiid, and this is a game that you would have loved to have won. He scored 73 points. It's disgusting. Shot less than 33%. But it's, I mean, you're relying on Brunson to be Brunson and DiVincenzo to chip in. You can't rely on Precious Achiuwa to be good every single night. It's not who he is. That's the difference between a really good player and a guy that you thought was a throw-in in a trade, is that every night he's not going to be, you know, be able to contribute. That's just not he's capable of doing that. He's playing 36 minutes last night. But, I mean, you got to look to Brunson, didn't have a good game.
No.
DiVincenzo.
Nobody did.
No, you had more turnovers than made field goals in the first half. Hopefully you get OG back here either on Tuesday or when they hit on the road and right the ship here a little bit.
Sounds like they might get Maxi back on Tuesday as well. I just, you know what the thing is? The Knicks are confounding. They're confusing. And I get it that they're all banged up and they don't have guys that can score, but it's like they look terrific on Friday against Orlando. And you think, all right, I mean, they're going to win that game. I think there were 7.5-point favorites going into that game last night, like a heavy favorite to win that game. Come out, had nothing from the jump, and I don't know. I went into the game thinking to myself, that's a game that they like, sat down, excited. I didn't care how they won. I didn't care if they were on the victorious end of a you know, 79-73 game. It didn't matter to me. And they could never get over the hump. That's a loss. And then you look at things, it's so close here. I mean, you can't really afford to lose games like that. You look at the Eastern Conference, Rick, and you are now two games in the loss column ahead of the eighth spot. So nothing is guaranteed right now.
No, nothing's guaranteed. And this is, again, this is one of those ones where, I mean, you're playing a Sixers team that's just as undermanned as you are. I mean, the two best players not playing. They hadn't won a game yet without those two. They were 0-7.
Maybe more undermanned.
Right. And I mean, they scored 79 points, and you see, you find a way to lie. If I told you before the game that the Sixers would score 79 points, you'd say there's no chance that the
Knicks win by 15
game.
Plus.
Right.
Maybe more. Maybe 20, maybe 25.
Okay, and they didn't. And what makes it worse, to the point you just made about how tight these standings are, is that the three teams I had mentioned earlier all lost. Miami lost. Cleveland lost. Orlando lost. So, I mean, those are three teams that are right with you, and you had a chance to win a basketball game, and it's just, you shot as bad as you could shoot. I mean, you're talking about the lowest scoring half of the season, any half for the Knicks. You're talking about, I mean, that's the lowest combined score since 2016. Like, it's just, it was awful.
It was awful. I mean, the first quarter was, I mean, the whole thing, the thing is, I'm not even exaggerating. That might have been the worst offensive game combined I've ever seen in the NBA.
It was pretty bad. It really was. I mean, you guys were joking on the group text, first to 80. No one got to 80.
Yeah.
Like, no one got to 80. It was just one of those nights, man. It was one of those nights. I mean, Jaylen didn't have it going early. Doesn't score till, I mean, late in that first half.
And what did he finish, 6 of 22?
He was 6 of 22, 1 of 9 from 3. Not great. Hart was 1 of 7 from 3. DiVincenzo was 3 of 12 from 3. Sure, I mean, they were 9 of 40. 9 of 40.
That's real. But why do you keep shooting them for?
Well, that's what they do. I mean, they were having a hard time. I mean, they were having a hard time with the length and the size of Philly, and they would get in and they'd kick it out, and they would miss threes, and yeah. I was like, okay, as ugly as this is, like, they're at home. Let's figure this thing out. Like, let's find a way to steal this one, as bad as it is. And they couldn't.
Right. They
couldn't get it done.
Now, I mean, they win the game 79-73. I don't care. No, yeah, I don't care. That, yeah, you say they needed to win. They found a way to get the win. They pick a game on all these teams. Wouldn't matter to me in the least. But that loss was grotesque, and that loss could really haunt you. And now Tuesday becomes a vital game, and then it's Portland, which becomes a vital game, because the three games following that are really, really tough.
Right. Now you're on the West Coast trip. That's a missed opportunity. I mean, that's the only way to look at it. I mean,
it's exactly what it is.
A team that hadn't won a game without those two players, and it's not like they shot lights out. Wow, we just thought, what are we going to do? The other team was just there for some reason. They just had a night. They didn't have a night. They shot 30% from three, and they shot 38% from the field. You just were that bad. Dude, both teams scored 15 points in the first. It was 30 combined points.
RJ keeps saying it was reminiscent of like a bad college game. That's what it was. Watching that game was awful. The only reason I watched that game is because I'm a Knicks fan. Like, if that's ABC Saturday night primetime game, and that's the game, and it's like Warriors and Suns, it's off. It's off, and I'm focusing on something else. It was brutal to watch that thing.
Yeah, if you're not emotionally attached to one of those teams that are playing, there's no way.
I think you have to turn it off.
You're sticking around for that one. There's no chance.
Oh, my God. So here's what you got coming up. Sixers, huge game tomorrow night at the Blazers, which, again, if you're not healthy, is that a pushover win?
I think that OG will be back.
It sounds like it. He's now very day-to-day, right?
Yeah.
And that's on Thursday. A nice 10 o'clock tip-off, so Raymond will be in a great mood on Friday morning. Kings, a late one on Saturday night in Sacramento. At the Warriors on Monday, and then at the Nuggets next Thursday. And then it gets a little easier. Then you get three, four imminently winnable games. You're home to the Nets. You're home to the Pistons. You're at the Raptors. You're at the Spurs. And then it gets a little tougher. So, you know, you got to get through the next four, and then the four following that are a much easier situation.
Right. I think that they have to get healthy. I honestly think that's the biggest thing for them.
Well, I mean, at what point is Randall coming? You're right. OG, if he's not Tuesday, he's Thursday. It sounds like he's like on the precipice of returning.
Yeah, and Randall's going to take the trip with him, I'm sure, to the West Coast. And then, you know, as soon as he gets cleared for full contact, I would say sometime by the middle to end of this month, he'll be back. But, I mean, there's only so long you can do the whole, like, next man up thing. There's a reason why. Like, I don't care what the sport is. There's a reason why that guy's the next man up.
I get it.
Because there's a guy in front of him that's better.
Okay, and you're right. And when they lost to Atlanta, remember the other day when I said, they lose to Atlanta, I'm going to freak out. And Atlanta was just better. Like, Atlanta played a decent game, and they had players, and they were just better. Philadelphia was you could argue Philadelphia was in a worse position than the Knicks heading into that game. They were 0-7 without those two guys. They didn't have them again. And to go out and lead from, I think from 15 all, they led, I think, the entire rest of the game. For me, that's really difficult to deal with.
Of course it is. It's a missed opportunity. I'm not going to defend it. It's just, it's not, I mean, and it you had a real chance with the team that's undermanned. You're right, worse than you, because at least you had Jalen Brunson. They were without their two best players. At least you had your best player.
Right.
And you had one of those nights. They happen. I mean, Jalen Brunson had a bad night, on top of the fact that Josh Hart had a bad night and Dante DiVincenzo didn't shoot well.
Right. It's a bad night for everyone to have a bad night.
Right. And the result of it is 73 freaking points. 73 points.
God. Here's Tom Thibodeau. What caused so many turnovers last night?
Their ball pressure had a lot to do with it. You know, we have to do a better job with that. You know, we gave up. We had 21 and 17 points. I thought our ball pressure was pretty good. We got some turnovers and we scored off that. In a game like this, that you need those easy buckets.
I don't know that the Knicks got any easy points last night in the entire game.
Offense was hard.
I mean,
well, you had
every
21 turnovers.
Point you had was difficult to get.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so first half of the game, depending on if it's whatever you want to look at, it was either you had as many field goals made as turnovers or 14 turnovers to 12 field goals made. By the end of the game, you had 26 made field goals and 21 turnovers. That's not good math. It's not, and you're right. Like, look at talk about easy baskets. The fast break points, you had five fast break points. So offense was not coming easy, and guys did not shoot well. Shoot awful. They shot awful. Didn't shoot well. They shot awful. It's just, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to win like that.
Yeah. Here's more from Thibodeau. Update on Anunoby, Randall, and Robinson.
They could travel. Hopefully OG gets cleared and should be able to play.
It'll make a huge difference. Even just one of them will make a huge difference.
It's going to make a big difference, too, especially defense. I mean, what he's done for them defensively. And it also limits the minutes that you're going to see some of these other guys.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what? And he's a, I mean, last night when you have Sims and Achiuwa on the court at the same time, offensively you are really challenged. And there are games where Achiuwa can score. Last night was not one of those games. Could you imagine if you had Anunoby last night, you would have held Philadelphia to 61 points. 52 points.
I couldn't believe what I was watching last night.
It was awful. I mean, it was awful.
I know, but what was frustrating was it's like he had a nice weekend. Baseball, like there was a lot of things going on this weekend. I was like, okay, just sit back, relax, watch the Knicks, get ready for tomorrow's show. And it was like, ugh.
Yeah, ugh is right.
Awful.
Ugh is right. Can I interest you in a little NFL free agency?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please, give me legal tampering immediately.
Legal tampering starts at, I believe, noon today. Is that right?
I think you're correct.
Yeah. I think noon today, and I watched this Instagram Live of Jordan Renan last night. He seems to think the Giants are going to be very active.
Choo-choo.
That's a lot of choo-choos like, there.
Yeah, the offensive line is going to get hammered out this offseason.
Yes. Hopefully.
Do you see this money, though? I was watching something else, too, because his Jets fans were all like, okay, you got to address the offensive line.
Right.
They're like, do you see how much money guards are getting right now? Like what the guard market looks like?
The good guards are going to get $20 million.
Yeah, so I mean, get ready. It's gonna make it interesting to see what happens now with that 10th pick, with how some of the receivers that you liked aren't no longer available, and now how much offensive linemen on the free agent market are going to cost you, how much cap space you have left, and then what you decide in a draft that has a lot of wide receiver talent and a lot of offensive line talent, what's sitting there for you at 10?
From superchargers, exhaust kits, and more, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the matter now?
Yeah, that's funny. So on Friday, I think you were like, all right, I think I got it right. When you said the offensive lineman, stud offensive guard for the Patriots.
Oh, Wenwu?
I don't think you're remotely right.
That's not right?
No.
What is it?
Owinu.
It's Owinu.
Owinu.
Owenu.
Owenu. You just said Owinu.
I just said Owenu.
Owenu.
Owima wapa wima wapa wima. Is that what it is?
In the jungle.
I read an article. That
he's his own agent.
He's going to represent himself.
Yeah, that's
maybe
right.
Maybe we should clarify that, figure that out.
Well, maybe he should clarify it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Giants are going to sign him, and you'll never know how to pronounce the name.
Why do you need to say that?
I think the Giants are going to sign him.
You know, I'd like to sign him.
Of course you'd like to sign him. I think everybody would like to sign him.
Offensive line. Can we one team in New York? Can we fix the offensive line? It's just one team.
So how do we say the name now? Do we know? Have we defined it's Owenu?
Owenu.
Owenu. So the first N silent.
That's how it looks.
Owenu.
Well, that's how it looks, or is that how it's said?
I don't care how it looks.
That's how it's phonetically pronounced here on this list that I'm looking at.
And is this a legitimate list?
It's Pro Football Reference.
Get him on. All right, Jay, get him on the show.
Not this early, in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Whenever he's available. This is a good opportunity for him, since he's representing himself.
Owenu. Excuse me, sir, it looks like Owenu. Are we accurate with that?
Yep.
So on this fancy, by the way, there's questions, rapid fire, and Jordan, what do you think about this and this and this? And then late in the, it must have been, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes, late in the Instagram Live, why does Rick hate you and make fun of you all the time?
They did not ask him that.
Okay. and he's just like, but he was going so rapid fire. It's like, what do you think about Robert Hunt from the Dolphins? He said, he firmly believes it's either Jonah Jackson, Owenu, or Robert Hunt will be a member of the Giants. So he's like, you know, Robert Hunt, good chance. Saquon back, don't believe so. Why does Rick make fun of you all the time? Not sure. He just moved on to the next question.
I love it. I love Jordan.
Nah, it doesn't feel like
it. Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I think you would have been. I think you really would have enjoyed it.
I would have enjoyed it. Let's get him on. I love him.
So how about this? So I'm watching this Instagram Live, and Sherry walks out of the bathroom, and she said, what are you watching? I said, I'm watching Jordan do an Instagram Live. She goes, oh, the conductor?
I'm the conductor.
I said, that's right, the conductor.
Well, was she? So you're watching Jordan in bed then?
I was.
Nice. What was Sherry wearing when she came out of the bathroom?
Yeah, scantily clad.
Oh, I hope you put that Instagram.
She had just gotten out of the tub. Yeah, she in fact, I believe, had some bubbles on her.
Oh,
yeah,
a little hot tub.
She's into the nightly bath. Yeah,
oh, I love that. Nice. Really, so she comes to bed. She smells delicious.
She always smells delicious.
Oh,
can you imagine if your wife didn't smell nice?
That'd be tough.
That'd be gross.
Yeah, that would be tough,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be hard.
RJ, does Ange smell nice?
She does.
Okay,
She takes a lot of pride in the shower.
Good.
Scent is important. You got to smell
very
nice.
Very important.
Because, yeah, you smell nice.
I pride myself in the nice smell.
When I come and give you a pass on your banana and kind of grind into you a little bit just to check you out, you smell nice.
That's the good. Can you imagine if you had a co-host that didn't smell nice?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that.
I'm sure there's some people around the studio that don't, around the station that don't smell great.
I'm sure there are.
We can make a bracket about it.
No, we can't. Can
we
allow that?
Can we though, RJ?
No, definitely not.
No. Who do you think is the worst smelling person at the station? There'll be people that have a major problem with that.
Right, you can't do anything.
No.
God forbid we hurt anyone's feelings. Charmin soft studio.
We really are.
I think we hurt people's feelings with the idea of hurting people's feelings.
Do you think there's people upset just at the fact that this was what our intent was going to be?
Might be so.
Oh, God.
Might be so.
Why don't you just tell those people to, you know, dump their feelings.
Man. Well, see, the problem is that they know. That's the problem. That's a them problem, is that they know. The ones that know that they would get the, you know, they'd be at the top of that list, they're the ones that don't want this to happen.
Listen, if you want something to happen, why would you let somebody stop you?
Well, I don't think we have a choice now, do we, Raymond? We'd like to. I mean,
You sure?
Wait. Okay. Let's today announce that we're doing it. How do you want that? How do you think that Wednesday meeting's going to go?
It's going to go terribly.
John's already mad at us, too, because we called him Windrow for like a week and... Yeah, we're not on good terms.
No, you're bringing that back.
Well, I think we called him that. That's what the emails were referring to.
So if we were to then bypass his strong advice not to do it.
Well, no, it wasn't strong advice.
It was orders.
He said, you're not doing it.
Yeah.
So we're not allowed to do it. And why?
Hold on for a second. I just had an epiphany. I just had an epiphany.
You usually do have good ideas.
Okay, no, this is not an idea. This is a conspiracy theory is what this is. So, RJ, it was sold to you because you're the one that you'll bear the brunt of the blame if this thing happens, right? So they talked to you first, correct?
Right.
And that was our boss, John Winthrop.
Right.
Always says he's playing 3D chess, not just chess. He's 3D chess, and we're all playing checkers. You think that he didn't ask anybody but realizes that Windrow may actually win this thing, and he's like, no, I can't have that.
No, see, I don't think that John would mind winning.
I don't know. He goes from a Carmy nomination to all of a sudden now most hated at the station. That's not great.
The Carmy nomination, you had your suspicions about that too.
Wow. So you think he took those few hours? I guess it was a day or so.
Yep.
And he crowdsourced, where do you think I would finish?
Yep.
Maybe anonymously. Maybe he was on the street asking people.
Probably. And right near where we're going to do a public stump Rothenberg in the coming weeks.
Ask me a question. Shut up.
Hello.
Get out of the way.
Hello. Before you go into, Kelly and whatever the guy's name
Mark is.
Mark, what's your question?
So you think the data that came back suggested he could win, and now he'd nix the whole thing.
Yep.
Wow.
I think he did advanced analytics.
What a scandal that would be.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't
put it past them.
I think he approached people at the station and said, hey, would you be okay with this? They're like, no, that cannot happen.
This is a man. This is a man that said that's, you saw how crazy he got with the whole shrinkflation thing. Who knows what bothers this man? And you brought it up, and he was right on board. Hates it. I think this is it.
Well, do we know what we are doing, or are we just punting and not doing anything? I mean, March Madness is next week.
Yeah, I get it. I thought we had a great idea. And we have.
You didn't think we had a great idea. We did have a great idea. We just have big babies at the station.
Yeah, they poo-pooed it. I don't know. We're going to have to think of something. We have a big Wednesday
meeting. Why do we have to run every idea past everybody? Do you think that every other show... You know what? I want things run past us from now on. Are you okay if the K-Show does this? No, I'm not. Bart Hahn might be doing this. You okay? No, I'm not. I don't like it. Have you ever had something run past us? Is it okay if another show does this?
No.
No.
Never. Never. But here's the problem, though. I would happily just go rogue and do our own thing. But you know how it works. Either you'll get blamed or RJ will get blamed. So I don't want RJ to get blamed.
I did get a it's a bright email by the way. Eric M. He says you could do a bracket of things you guys do. The one seed would be Stump Rothenberg against the 16 would be the 8 o'clock station ID. The 8 would be 3 stars against plays of the week. The 5-12 matchup would be the morning roast against Dave's emails. The 4-13 would be D Hiff against the college 5-pack. The 3-14 would be Nobservations against the Pickle. The 6-11 Sim against the Thursday Open. 7-10 could be Around the League against the Frenzy. 2-15 CMT against Is This a Real College?
Wow, he gives the Frenzy a 10 seed, huh?
He gives the Frenzy a 10, yeah.
Wow, I'd have the Frenzy much higher than a 10 seed.
Yeah, I mean...
Why?
That's an early gem of the week.
He gave DHIF a 4.
People like DHIF.
3 stars, the 8, and the Frenzy a 10?
Station idea, 16. That's
by the way, we have Around the League at 7:45 this morning. It's going to be a bulbous Around the League.
Oh, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. They're lining up 1-800-919-3776. I didn't want any part of Russell Wilson. I'm glad that he's going to go to Pittsburgh. We'll get into that. What might happen? The Knicks, the NFL, some hockey as well. We haven't reacted off what the Rangers did. And your Islanders, what a weekend. Whoa. For the Isles. Did I see this accurately? At the moment, the Islanders are a playoff team?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. They've won rolling. 6 in a row. Yeah, Roland is right. It's DNR with you on 98.7 ESPN.
Spring training isn't just for baseball players. It's time for you to get into shape and ready for the warmer weather. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to make sure you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations close by are available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get ready for spring with njdiet.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Have you guys kind of put your heads together to decide what you're going to do for my birthday tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I think we'll probably sing happy birthday. I think that's probably it.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd like every hour for you all to sing happy birthday. Like maybe the 6 o'clock hour is you, 7 o'clock RJ, 8 o'clock Raymond, 9 o'clock you do a trio.
I feel like you're asking for a lot.
Why?
That's a lot. It's 51. This is not 50.
So? Well, you didn't. You know what? Let's make up for last year when none of you sang happy birthday.
I thought you got a bunch of
Would you like a different style every hour? Like, you know, the traditional style?
Yeah, maybe a little barbershop quartet.
Barbershop quartet. Yeah. Or maybe Rick gives you the Marilyn Monroe.
I don't want that.
Well, I could do that. I'll wear something. I'll wear something nice to the studio tomorrow for you.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
What are you going to wear tomorrow?
Something revealing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like maybe what? If we get the brunch off the ground, you know, he just happens to walk over a grate on the sidewalk. And, you know.
Oh. And maybe his skirt goes popping up?
Maybe I won't have any underwear on.
Could you imagine? could you imagine how disturbing it would be if he was wearing, like, what could he even wear that we'll would
naked
expose
ladies
him? Why?
I told you I did that in yoga one time. I was wearing shorts and I, for some reason, decided not to wear underwear underneath the shorts.
Who does that?
That's very freeing.
Well, you know what? It's a good question as to why I did that. I had they were like a longer short, so I didn't think it, I thought I'd be fine. And then at one point, Cass is like, "Hey,
very revealing.
Your the junk is hanging out." I was like,
"It was. It was actually dangling out."
There was some hangage. Is it some kind of very, very compromising position where the junk was exposed? Not my finest moment.
No, it doesn't sound it. Why don't you guys? This is an email from Sergio and Flu. Why don't you guys just do a bracket with your best drops?
Well, because the case already does that.
Nobody asked me if I was comfortable with that. By the way,
They have no respect for you. We're trying to do our own thing, but every time we come up with a good idea, they like, hey. The loser of the picture get attacked by dogs. Oh, we can't do that.
No, I can't do that.
No, it's just someone could get hurt. Well, we'll sign a waiver.
We're going to do like a whole sadness where who's the most unliked person to say, no, you can't do that.
No, I mean, it's unbelievable. They stifle our creativity is what they do.
Was that Winthrop?
Yeah.
What's Winthrop?
Your That's voice Winthrop. You just said.
No, it was just a no, and I don't think that was John. It was somebody. It's not meant to be anybody specific. It's just a nerd that's saying, no, you can't do that.
Feels like you're talking about Winthrop.
I don't look at John as a nerd at all.
It's the collective station is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. It's the collective nerds that are saying, no, that's not okay. You can't do that.
Is it spirally?
You can't. Wait, are you calling me a nerd?
No, you can't do that.
How has everything turned
How's
around?
How's the
like,
football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
You think I'm a nerd?
No, of course not. There's nothing nerdy about you.
I'm not a nerd. I'm a lot of things. I'm not a nerd.
No chance.
No. Biggest nerd of the four of us is who?
Oh. I don't know if we have a nerd.
No, but if you had to choose one nerd on the show, who would it be?
Have you done crack?
I don't know.
I'd probably say RJ.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, you can't do that.
I don't look at RJ as a nerd. But you're clearly not a nerd, Rick. Raymond, for everything we make fun of, is nowhere near nerddom.
Yeah, I agree. Rick is.
I could probably wear the hat a little bit.
Rick is.
Yeah, a little bit.
Rick has lived to high profile.
Rick is like the president of the fraternity. He's not a nerd.
You have, Dave, you have a very checkered past, even some run-ins with the law.
Drugs.
Yeah, so you.
What do you mean run-ins with the law?
I think there's things we don't know about.
We know.
Public urination.
Yeah.
Mushroom.
Who did not have a good weekend.
I peed my pants that day.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. There was no law involved in that.
I mean, there should have been. Otherwise, this wouldn't happen.
You know, once built my own bong.
Oh, boy.
I was high on mushrooms.
Oh, boy. So I think you might be right.
He reveals a lot, doesn't he?
Prone to fits of rage.
I'm no pumpkin!
I mean, you paid gambling debt to. You used street addresses as code for money owed.
I thought that was so cool. I'm telling you, I thought that was the cat's meow. I thought it was so cool. I would check my message on the answer machine. Hey, Dave, it's George. Meet me at 1350 Jericho Turnpike. I'm like, oh my God, that's what I'm down this week. Brilliant.
Give me all your money.
He's lived some life, hasn't he?
Yeah, definitely not a nerd.
No. Definitely not a nerd.
You're not a nerd.
No, you can't do that.
I think, RJ, I think of the four of us, I think just by process of elimination, you're the nerdiest guy on the show.
I actually think you might be right. I feel like I...
Yeah, but you don't have real nerd tendencies. I mean, and on top of that, yeah, I mean, you've been in 578 weddings. You've gone to like 600 bachelor parties.
No, but it's all, everything's relative, right? You were a high-profile Olympian professional athlete. Dave has a very questionable past that I don't think we know everything
just
about.
Gives you a questionable past doesn't mean you can't be a nerd.
I don't know about that.
Dahmer was, you could say, was nerdy.
Are you comparing yourself to Dahmer?
No, yeah, I'm not. He just did. We have a Dahmer on the show already.
And Ray, I mean, Ray peruses the garden and runs the ship over there, so he can't be a nerd.
Although Bob Dabalina sends an email, says, the guy who memorizes where everyone in sports history went to college like he's studying for a spelling bee is, in fact, the biggest nerd on the show.
Can that be helpful, though? Like, it's just kind of something you do.
It's like a condition.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's not like psoriasis.
I don't think psoriasis is what we were thinking.
Although I do see commercials for the psoriasis.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can get help for that. Yeah.
Is that when people are, like, dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
what they always do to take your mind off of all the things they're reading and the disclaimer that can hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, could cause, like anal, leakage.
Anal leakage. Like get warts, right? Like it's like, hey, but they're dancing. Psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
Your leg could fall off.
Right. Your ankles could swell to the size of a small child. But psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
You're right. They are always dancing. Or they're running on the beach. That's a big one.
That's nice. You're right.
I didn't think we were going to get a psoriasis song today.
And do you know the tune? Psoriasis, I've got psoriasis.
It sounds a lot like We Are New York.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I that's the tune. We Are New York, we've got psoriasis. What exactly is psoriasis, by the way?
It's a skin condition.
Is it when you become like scaly?
I don't know if scaly is the right word, but yeah, your skin becomes red and flaky like that.
Yeah.
Ugh, that sounds very troubling.
Yeah, I remember the commercial where she's at the big meeting and she's going to put her jacket on. She's like, nope, not going to wear a jacket for this meeting.
No, I don't have to put on the jacket. I don't have psoriasis because I'm taking Plavix.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Let's go to Stamatis in Astoria. Hi, Stamatis. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Not bad, man. For the record, you could probably put me in there. I'm a nerd myself, so that's if you need.
Nothing wrong with that.
I was nothing at all. I was I'm a cartoonist. I was at Comic-Con, so that tells you how much of a nerd I was.
Nice.
All right, that's not why I called. I was calling because I was watching the Knicks game last night, and it was really hard to watch. Obviously, they were missing everything. And I love Thibodeau. I'm a big Thibodeau guy. I think that he's phenomenal. I think he's the best thing that's happened to this team in years. However, at what point do you just turn to your team and say, no more three-pointers? Like, you know, I don't know how it is at the high level, you know, but at what point do you just turn to everybody and say, all right, look, no more. Let's do some pick and rolls. Let's do something. Let's dump into Hardenstein. Let's dump into somebody. You know, I mean, the only guy that did it was Josh Hart. He realized those shots weren't falling, and he had open looks, and he drove the lane instead and got quick buckets. It's like, I don't know why that wouldn't be more contagious than shooting more threes. Because, I mean, you know, that was a gettable thing. Well, yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%. But the personnel is on the floor. You got the Philly didn't have Embiid and they didn't have Maxey. So their interior defense took a shot and their offense took a shot. That's a gettable game, you know? And then we're going in there. Yeah, we're short too. But there's no reason why we can't score on the interior paint against Philly right now. I mean, I just didn't get it. Like, I don't understand why you just keep chucking three.
Well, you say interior scoring. Who is it that you want to score down low? Or are you talking about taking the ball to the basket, like Brunson and Hart just driving to the hoop?
Correct, yeah. I mean, you're taking the ball to the paint. Because Brunson's one of the best scorers in the paint in the league. But yet he just kept chucking threes. I was baffled. Like, you know, like who's going to stop him on Philly right now?
Well, Kelly Oubre. To answer your question, that's true. Kelly Oubre did, yeah.
Right, so okay, that's fair. I mean, but it's like, all right, so now Brunson's not getting the paint to score. You know, you got Hardenstein and, you know, pick and roll with Hardenstein. I mean, you got to figure something out, man. It was really rough.
And what Philly did well next to the calls to Mattis, what Philly, I thought, did really well last night is they doubled Brunson. They doubled him hard, and he either was lost or had to give up the ball. It was really problematic last night.
All right, but that's what you're going to see.
Of course. I'm surprised you haven't seen more of that.
And get the ball out of his hands, and then you hope that, I mean, the shooters around him make shots. And then last night they didn't.
Let's go to Ira, Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, and a pretty happy birthday to you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
And besides real life, you'll have a very nice birthday after the Giants. It appears that they're going to be big players in free agency. Where, you know, I'm not going to fault the Jets, but, you know, everything you hear, it looks like they're going to take the same approach that Douglas has done since he's here. I mean, he got burnt with Tomlinson. You know, he got burnt with Cahill. I don't see him going out and spend big money on some people, and that's a big crapshoot because you're kind of stuck, and you guys know they're in a win-now mode, and I guess he feels very confident that he's going to get some stars in the draft because if he don't and he comes up short in free agency, it might not turn out what we all want.
Right. I would be – listen, Aaron, I saw that. I actually saw a report. I don't know how true the report was, but that, you know, Saleh and Woody – we're interested in really going out there and trying to spend this offseason. And Joe Douglas has a more he's not going to be nearly as aggressive, which makes no sense.
Why?
If they don't fix the problem and they don't have guys that they know, like at least with free agency, and the problem with free agency is, as everyone knows, is it's not the greatest way to build your team because you're overpaying a lot of the time for the players that you want because they're in the open market and you're competing against other teams. But I mean, at least with that, you have proven commodities as opposed to, you know, what could happen in the draft. Like you have, yeah, it's great. It's the, you know, it's hope. This guy, you know, is all the talent in the world, but you haven't seen him play at this level. At least with free agency, you got guys that you've seen play and have success at this level.
But what would be the rationale behind not spending big money if you're Joe Douglas?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Like if you don't spend big money, like if you go and sign the David Bakhtiaris of the world and you don't spend big money and your free agents don't produce, you're probably never a GM again in this league.
Right.
I mean, if you're Joe, and if your owner says go spend big bucks on free agents, explain to me what sense it makes. You'd be like, no, let's not because why?
I don't know why. I mean, I guess if you're Joe Douglas, you know, and you don't, and you lose this job, I guess you're trying to prove to, you know, whoever your next employer could be that even, you know, in the face of, you know, maybe losing his job, he wasn't doing anything crazy out of desperation that puts the, you know, franchise at risk moving forward. But I don't know, man. You got Aaron Rodgers for this year, and he said a couple more. But, I mean, you have to – if they don't win, your owner came out and pretty much gave you a playoff mandate. So if you don't take the appropriate steps this offseason to fix this offensive line, to add another receiver, and you don't win, you're not going to be the GM of the Jets anymore.
I find it very hard to think that he's going to get another GM job. You go to the Jets, you fail miserably, you can't take a quarterback. Your free agent signings have certainly not been great. Yet a couple of good, really, really good picks in the draft. But if you never go to the postseason, you think another team's going to say, you know what, let's let Joe Douglas run things here?
I would say probably not. So there, for me, would be a sense of urgency to, hey, I mean, let's get this thing fixed, and then we'll worry about.
Like, I would almost think just
the long-term
opposite.
Later.
Like, should we play Robert Hunt, you know, $18 million a year? Oh, God, probably not, but we kind of have to, would be my thought.
Yeah, I would probably be trying to create as much cap space as humanly possible this offseason. Because I'm not going to be, I mean, there's a real chance I'm not around here to have to deal with it anyway. Down the road, right?
Exactly that. So you know what? If you swing huge and you miss, all right, you're going to be out of a job. Like, if the Jets are not good this year, he's out of a job regardless, right? That's your mindset?
Yeah, it feels like it.
Okay, so why would you not swing big?
I don't know. I can't answer that question because I would swing big. Like I said, I would have done or would continue to do whatever I could to create as much cap space as possible. Because I recognize how expensive offensive linemen are going to be. I mean, how expensive a wide receiver could be. I would be trying to trade for Cortland Sutton right now. Like, there'd be a lot of things I'd be doing.
Right. I mean, Jerry Jeudy was just traded for nothing.
Yeah. I don't... Your boy Stank did not have nice things to say about
Jeudy? Jeudy. All right, but if you're Cleveland, you mortgage nothing for him.
Right. I mean, that's, yeah, it makes sense for them. Change
if, if Deshaun Watson is
well, that's
good.
Part of it, too. But that's part of it, too. They got to do that. That's another situation where they got to do whatever it takes to make Deshaun Watson's contract worth it.
Right.
So they don't look like idiots.
Right. But you know what? Their offensive line is good. Assuming Chubb comes back somewhat healthy, he's terrific. You have one of the best tight ends in Njoku. You got Amari Cooper, you got Elijah Moore, now you got Jerry Jeudy. I mean, and you have that defense? Like, you know, Cleveland, who was a playoff team this year, should certainly be a playoff team next year.
Right, but I mean, to your point about Joe Douglas, that's also it's also a team that's trying to justify to everyone that they made the right choice of giving Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed. So you're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that works out. Like, if I'm Joe Douglas right now, I'm doing whatever it takes to make sure that this thing works, because if it doesn't, I'm going to be out of a job.
Yeah, I don't like, and I would love someone to call and explain it to me. I don't understand the rationale behind not going huge in free agency if I'm the Jets right now.
Well, unless he has the confidence that he's going to get, you know, what he needs in free agency, but I would like to take care of as much as possible. So I have,
you mean in the draft,
in the draft, but I'd like to take care of as much as possible in free agency, just because they're proven commodities. On top of that, I have the flexibility once we get to the draft.
Very strange. Join the Michael Kay Show for a live Big East broadcast on Friday, March 15th. That's this Friday, starting at 3 o'clock at the Rutherford, a rooftop restaurant on 33rd Street across from Madison Square Garden. There's going to be plenty of ESPN swag given away and a chance to score Big East tournament tickets. See the Kay Show live with special Big East guests at the Rutherford on 33rd Street this Friday starting at 3 o'clock. Brought to you by Sam Adams, Truly Hard Seltzer, Schweppes, and Nissan. That'll be nice.
That'll be real nice. Exciting.
Are you into the Big East tournament?
Yeah, because you're into it. I'll be into it.
See, that's nice.
I try to participate in things that you like.
Yeah. See, I think RJ and I love the college basketball. You watch it and take it in because you want to be part of the conversation, and Raymond has no interest.
I didn't even realize this. I got a tasty little nugget last night from a buddy of mine. Zach Edey, hockey player, huh?
I didn't know that. Canadian, I know.
Yeah, so I got a text.
Can you imagine him? How big would he be on skates?
Oh, he'd be
7'7"? I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not. I know you're not kidding.
Could you imagine that? Like, you're coming down the wing and you see Zach Edey waiting for you. You would crap yourself.
Yeah. So he sends me and he says, "There's a really good article on Zach Edey. He says the best part is how playing hockey was such a big contributor to him playing, to helping him do what he does at basketball. How important playing multiple sports was for him.
Hockey good player.
How about that?
How about that? He's like the Zdeno Chara of modern day,
dude. Have you ever watched the Zdeno Chara? First of all, he's a specimen. Have you ever watched the fight when McCabe tries to fight him?
He murders him, right?
Well, he picks him up like he's like a child, and like just starts throwing him on the ice. And McCabe is like 240 pounds, 230. And he's just picking him up and like just throwing him. We were at the All-Star game, and he's got the, I mean, he's 6'9", so he got this big long stick.
God.
And all the guys are like, what's the flex of the stick? And he dead serious, like, because I couldn't bend it. He's like, as much as I need.
And they're, okay. He's Drago.
He's as much as I,
you
as
have made Chara into Drago.
As much as I need.
If he dies.
He dies.
He dies.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.